talked about this much in a while because it got signed and it was over, and the change in no-fault insurance happened in Michigan, but it doesn't take full effect until, well, a few more weeks, until the early part of July. But how about you? Have you saved any money on your car insurance? Because I sure have not. I don't know if anybody did. Chad Livengood here, senior editor, Cranes Detroit. Chad, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve.
This was a big ongoing argument back and forth about whether the change in no-fault insurance would save us money and what would it mean. I know the insurance company's got a pretty big windfall out of it. What did it mean for the average consumer like you and I?
You know, it is really a mixed bag. People who have elected to opt out of unlimited medical benefits and just fall back on their regular health insurance or Medicare, you know, they saved on that personal injury protection PIP portion of their insurance, where in some cases that could be as much as half or 60% of your insurance. Other places in the states, it might be 30% of your insurance. So, you know, you just kind of do the math that maybe you've made some savings there. Or people also elected to go down to $500,000 or $250,000 of coverage and get 20-30% average savings. The key word is average, Steve. Some people got 7%, some people got 37% savings. And so it's not a universal across-the-board, one-size-fits-all savings. And that's one of the things that rubs people a little bit wrong with the new law. The thing that's really coming on the radar here in the next couple of weeks is as part of this sort of ramp-up of this law. Initially, you know, a year ago, you could opt out on July 1 last year of unlimited medical. Now there's mandatory, I just call them price controls, that are being placed on the medical providers who care for injured car accident victims. This is the hospitals.
And what does that mean?
Well, for the hospitals, they're going to get capped at what 200% of what Medicare pays them, and they're okay with that. So that's essentially the equivalent of what Aetna or United Healthcare might pay them for normal commercial insurance. But the clinics, the Hope Network in Grand Rapids, brain injury clinics like Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, they are going to get capped at 55% of what they charged on January 1, 2019.
Which means the Eisenhower Center won't be there. I mean, you can't afford it. I mean, that's driving people out of business. And like Elbrooks Patterson said, there will be job losses across the state. Good jobs are going away because of this. There's truth to that, is there not?
There is. I mean, in Oakland County in particular, there's this whole industry been built up around this law because it paid some of the best rates and because it actually paid. Whereas, you know, commercial insurance caps you at 20 visits to get your rehab on that injured elbow. Auto insurance is much more robust and comprehensive and covers 54 weeks or 52 weeks of the coverage. And
right, so I just pulled up the table here. So a quick reality check here. Chad Livengood here with us. I just did a quick check of insurance rates across the nation. Michigan is the second most expensive. Louisiana finally took the crown, apparently, but we're right there. Our rates are the same as Florida and California and Missouri. So I guess my point being is, what do we really get out of all this? We took away lifetime coverage, which people said was far too expensive. You've got 14,000 people that are on that program that have been permanently disabled. And it worked well for a lot of folks, period. But the Eisenhower Center, it won't be there anymore. A lot of places won't be there anymore. We were the leader, Michigan was, in studying traumatic brain injury in a lot of areas and spinal cord injury in a lot of areas. We will no longer be that state anymore because the mechanism to fund that is going to be gone. And again, I ask, what did we get in return? And it doesn't look like much, Chad.
Yeah, I mean, you take Detroit, there's a website called The Zebra that does price comparison of auto insurance. In 2019, they priced out a 2014 Honda Accord for a 30-year-old male, and it was $5,400. They did it again a couple weeks ago to the same 30-year-old male, and it was about $5,100, so $300 savings. for the same vehicle for after all these changes is not what drivers in Detroit in particular were expecting.
Not even what Mayor we were Mike promised.
Duggan, no, Mayor Mike Duggan has admitted that that the law hasn't worked exactly as he had conceived it, and he was the architect of the whole thing.
I think it's safe to say it didn't work at all. But it's not going back the other way, is it? It's never going to get changed. But I think it's unfortunate because, you know, that fund that we're not allowed to know how much money is in it that takes care of those 14,000 people, give or take, that money will end up back in the hands of the insurance providers and the insurance companies, will it not?
That's the prevailing theory. It hasn't quite been fully litigated. But, yeah, there's $23 billion as of the last audit. So it's sort of inconceivable that these critically injured drivers can't get grandfathered in and have their care taken care of. And they're not going to be able to have that care taken care of if these home health care companies and the Eisenhowers and Hope Networks of the world go under. Hope Network just announced yesterday they're closing one of their facilities in Coldwater.
Of course they are.
So you're going to see some serious job losses in the sector here this summer.
Big job losses,
it's going to be the result of this law.
So how many jobs across the state? Do you have a ballpark, any idea of that yet?
Just for the brain injury clinics, I've seen numbers of upwards of 12,000 jobs. I mean, that would be, just think a couple years after the Great Recession, we would have been, you know, all up in arms about that kind of job loss. So far, the legislature doesn't seem to be blinking. I haven't seen really any movement among the Republican legislative leadership. There are Republicans who are pushing for people to rethink this, but the leadership has so far been unmoved.
Right, and here's here's an article dated June 3rd, 2021 on a website called The Zebra. I give no, I don't speak for the website. I'm just giving you this with what they say. Auto insurance in Michigan is expensive. The average car insurance rate in Michigan, $2,610 per year. Based on what you just told me about Detroit, sounds about right. That says that's more than the national average by 82.9%. So we still are 82.9% higher than the national average. And the question would be, why? I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I mean, the cost controls that were built in this law are just not kicking in. So the insurers have promised that it's going to make the market more robust. There's 26 new insurance companies that have entered the market. But, yeah, so far, a year into this, we haven't really seen a lot of significant savings for drivers.
There you go. No, but we've seen a significant decrease in benefits if you're in a bad accident. There you go. Chad Livengood, senior editor, Cranes Detroit. Chad, appreciate your input. Thank you, as always.
Have a great weekend, Steve.
There you go. And drive carefully, please. There you go. Chad Livengood. It'll be a good weekend, apparently. It looks like it's going to be warm. Maybe some showers out there in some places, but overall looks pretty darn nice. I got to be honest with you. Looks pretty darn nice, and, I'm going to enjoy it. Why wouldn't I? Next week, we're going to be recording and performing from secret locations, right? An undisclosed location in the secret bunker, or something like that. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.